When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1461, Physical Activity and Health, Time to Get Serious, by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, it is Wednesday, and for many of us, we're back in school, and so we may need a little bit more inspiration this week. So here we go. Quote, "There's never enough time to do everything, but there's always enough time to do the important things." Brian Tracy. Now, that quote I just shared with you, that's going to come up again in my commentary. So I'm going to leave you with that little teaser for now, and in the meantime, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Physical Activity and Health, Time to Get Serious, by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. It's cool to not exercise, right? You can find a ton of people who love to make fun of their physical inactivity. Exercise? I thought you said more fries. Who doesn't love to sit at home and watch TV as a distraction from the day-to-day stresses of life? Why spend your time at the gym? That's for meatheads who are more concerned with how they look than having a good time. I'll tell you what's better. Consuming an abundance of food and alcohol, coupled with a general lack of activity whatsoever. Now that's cool. With the COVID-19 pandemic, I've seen a big shift in the way that people are looking at their health. It's funny that only when our health is under threat do we start to consider the importance of a healthy lifestyle. Suddenly, the health benefits of exercise are no longer a joke. And with the skepticism of going to the pub for a weekly binge, exercise isn't looking like a bad alternative after all. Physical activity. Physical activity is a pretty general term, and you can make sure you stay physically active by doing pretty routine things each day. You don't even have to step foot into a gym to be classified as physically active. Phew, that spares all that ridicule from your mates. Physical activity is actually defined as any, quote, voluntary movement produced by the skeletal muscles that requires energy expenditure, end quote. These can be things like cleaning the house, doing general chores, having a physically active job, playing sports, cycling, walking, swimming, and so on. I mean, it sounds like most of this is routine stuff. I mean, we're pretty impressive creatures, and it can't be that hard to move around a bit each day, right? Well, the statistics suggest otherwise. What the statistics say. The average adult in the UK spends 9 hours per day sitting down through a combination of work, watching TV, commuting, and general laziness. Physical inactivity is cited as the cause for 1 in 6 UK deaths, which is equal to smoking, and it's on the rise. We're now 20% less active than we were in the 1960s, and we're on track to be 35% less active by the year 2030. Physical inactivity is estimated to cost the UK 7.4 billion pounds annually, or about 10 billion US dollars. Yep, that's right. Being physically inactive is terrible for your health. Who would have thought? But wait, aren't there some sort of guidelines to help us understand how much physical activity we should be doing? Well, as it happens, there are. The guidelines. The World Health Organization recommends that we all achieve a minimum of 150 minutes of physical activity per week. Now, this doesn't mean that if you clean dishes for 150 minutes per week, you're fulfilling your activity quota, although I'm sure your partner will be happy. You want to actually get your heart rate up and feel as if you're doing something that requires some effort. This is why the World Health Organization expands on this recommendation in the following ways. 1. 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity throughout the week, or at least 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic activity. 2. A combination of moderate intensity or vigorous intensity aerobic activity. 3. For additional benefits, adults should double these numbers to 300 minutes of moderate intensity or at least 150 minutes of vigorous intensity activity each week. 4. Muscle strengthening exercise should be done at least 2 times per week, targeting the major muscle groups. And 5. Bouts of activity should be a minimum of 10 minutes each. But what is moderate intensity activity? Well, Harvard University classifies moderate intensity activity as those that get you moving fast enough or strenuously enough to burn off 3 to 6 times as much energy per minute as you do when you are sitting quietly. This energy expenditure is expressed as METs, or metabolic equivalents, where 1 metabolic equivalent, or MET, is defined as the energy it takes to sit quietly. So, moderate intensity exercise can be expressed as 3 to 6 metabolic equivalents, or METs. Great. Now, what forms of physical activity actually constitute 3 to 6 metabolic equivalents? Moderate activity, 3 to 6 metabolic equivalents. These would include very brisk walking, heavy cleaning like washing windows, vacuuming, or mopping, light cycling, tennis, and building tasks. Wait, so you can hit your weekly quota by walking more and walking faster? That can't be so hard, can it? Well, you may be short on time, so let's look at what constitutes vigorous activity. Vigorous activity is expressed as 6 metabolic equivalents or more. Vigorous activity, 6 metabolic equivalents or more. These activities would include running, fast cycling, swimming at a fast pace, competitive sports, carrying or moving heavy loads, think resistance training, and aerobics. So, you only have to do 75 minutes of vigorous intensity activity, meaning 15 minutes each day, to fulfill your quota? Yes, sounds like a bargain to me. The point. The point here is that it really does not have to be difficult. Your physical activity can be as simple as going out and getting 10,000 steps every day, something which all my clients are encouraged to do as soon as they sign up with me. It can be a combination of activities, though, and you can make sure that it's something that you enjoy doing. Or your activity can be more structured than that, and you can develop an actual exercise routine. You can join the gym and go twice a week to strengthen your body. Unsure on what to do? Great news, I offer online and in-person training. You can do all of these things, and if you're not, you may need to ask yourself, why not? We have a habit of not addressing something until it becomes a problem and we're forced to make a change. The health benefits of physical activity are simply second to none. So, why wouldn't you want to reap these benefits? Regular physical activity reduces your risk of dementia by up to 30%. Hip fractures by up to 68%, depression by up to 30%, all-cause mortality, meaning death from all causes, by 30%, cardiovascular disease by up to 35%, type 2 diabetes by up to 40%, colon cancer by 30%, and breast cancer by 20%. And this really is just the tip of the iceberg. If you could take all of the health benefits of exercise and make a handy little pill, it would be prescribed for the majority of all health issues. Even better news, you can prescribe it for yourself. Start taking your physical activity more seriously and give yourself the best chance of living a happier, fuller, and longer life. You just listened to the post titled Physical Activity and Health, Time to Get Serious by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Something Sam said definitely hit home with me. I did not address my own lifestyle, especially physical activity, until it became a problem and I was forced to make a change. That change happened when I was diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19. Then, well, not even then, I had to wait another 3 years before it really sunk in and I started to take my health seriously. But finally, maybe around the age of 22 or so, I did something about it. Now, you know the benefits of physical activity, right? You've probably heard it many, many times before, not just on this show, but maybe from a healthcare provider, maybe from family and friends. And this information about all the health benefits probably didn't make you jump out of your seat and say, being active reduces my chance of getting sick? This is brand new information. Instead, what we're hoping you took away is that staying active doesn't have to be a huge deal. There are many options for meeting the established physical activity guidelines. You don't have 30 minutes a day to spare? No problem. Increase the intensity of the activity just a bit, and now you only have to dedicate 15 minutes to your workout. Then boom, you're done for the day. Do you remember the inspirational quote I shared with you at the beginning of today's episode? No? Well, that's okay, because I'm going to mention it again right here. Quote, there's never enough time to do everything, but there's always enough time to do the important things. Well, now, thanks to Sam's post, the important things like staying active are even easier to fit into our schedules. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.